We mentioned the one Bektsoro, the Masbir. We have two Memres in the Gemara and the Gimel Amud Aleph. One Memre from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. This is the first Memre. The second Memre is the Torah of Rabbi Yishmael, Le'olam Yisaper Odom Beloshen Nekiyo. So it's two Memres. Le'olam Al Yoytzi Odom Dovo Megune Mipiv. And the second Memre is Le'olam Yisaper Odom Beloshen Nekiyo. Rashi's Shita is everything is one thing to speak nice. Everything is the same memre. To speak nice, le'olam al yoytzi odom dovo megune mipiv, le'olam yedaber odom beloshen nekiyo, to speak nice. I heard once, so why it's, what is the two lashonos? Le'olam al yedaber odom beloshen, le'olam al yoytzi odom dovo megune mipiv, le'olam yisaper beloshen nekiyo. So I heard once, it's the same memre, so why it's double? La'olam al yoytzi odom dovo megune mipiv means not nice words. La'olam yedaber odom beloshen nekiya, lemoshel, the word roicheves, writing, not a bad word, to say it in a woman is not nice. So dear, the toichen is not nice. Again, both of them are the same memory, you have to speak clean. The first one is talking about loshen megune, the words are bad. The second one is talking about the toichen is bad. But the firashi, it's one sugya. And on all of that sugya, in Amud Beis it says, if you have to speak shorter, you could speak short. You don't have to speak long not to say bad things. The Marsho explains it's equal. Either you speak short and not so nice, or you speak longer and nice. Dahinu lefi Rashi, it's one sugya from Gimel Amud Aleph to Gimel Amud Beis. Le'olam al yoytzi odom dovo megune mipiv. Le'olam yedaber odom beloshen nekiya. Rashi mixes it inside the words. See all the Rashi's. He makes it to one inyan. This is Shitas Rashi. It's one thing. And Rashi learns everything is one thing to speak nicely. And in the same time, Zok Rashi, loshen ktsoro is also good. If you have to speak short, it's equal to speak nice. Dahinu, you're allowed to say tome, you're allowed to say roichev, roicheves, if it's shorter. If it's equal, then speak nicely. Or, if you want to speak long and clean, it's equal to short and not clean. This is Shitas Rashi, this is the way the Maharsho explains it. Le'umas them, the Rabbi Yoine learns, no. It's two halachas, Zokta Rabbeinu Yoine. One halacha, you cannot le'olam al yoytzi odom dovo megune mipiv. You're not allowed to talk bad things. And that, never. And even if it takes you longer, you have to speak longer. And there's no hetter to say, but I want to speak short. As I learned Rabbeinu Yoine. And why? Rabbeinu Yoine explains, because when you speak these words, in the end you come to Nivul Peh, you come to Lashon Hara, you come to do bad things. It's an issur to talk like that. So what if it's short? Short. As a second halacha, when it's not so bad, this is nicer. Then, we say like this, if you could speak the same amount of words, speak nicer. If it's short, it's better to speak short than to speak nicer. Tehayim. To explain it in one word. Lefirashi, the whole sugi of Loshen Megune, it's time as an Indian to speak nicer. Better sprach. The halacha is, short is also a mile. Yishana odom letal midi mederach ktsor. So short is good and clean is good. One of the two. Everything is one sugi lefirashi. לפי דרביניין יש two סוגיות. יש לאוילום אל יוצי אדם דבו מגונה בשום פנים ואופן. And רביניין says why? שלא יוצי מפיו דבו מגונה כי גם יביאו הנחוס אלו שמגונה לארח ולארחי וזהו גדר להיזהר מניבלוס הפש ומנעביר את החמורס ולהיזהר מלו שנורא ונשין אז דויפי. A person speaks nicely. Another halacha, when it's not loshen meguna in ganzen, ve'oid amru ki chayev livchor bedover loshen kovod laniach loshen she'enoi shel kovod. Gam im eino meguna, ben medivrei Torah, ben besichas ha'olam, ubilvad shelo yarich dvoro ba'avur ze. Bedaber medivrei Torah, ki hu chayev leshanes letalmid of derech ktzor. So these are the two shittas that we have. I want to explain a little bit more. Lefi Rashi, the whole Indian is to speak nicely. That is the sugya, to speak nicely. Rashi miyad in the beginning says that we see from the halachah lo yoylom lo yoytzi adam dovam mipiv shetzorich nedaber veloshen nekiyo vederech nekiyo hadas. So that's the halachah. Short is better. And this is one sugya. We asked why the Gemara changes the lashon. We said here's, but it's one sugya. Rabbi Yehuda says it's two sugyas. It's a sugya of not talking lashon megune. It's a gedor for nivul peh. It's a gedor for lashonore. It's a gedor for nivul peh and lashonore. Not to speak bad, and that even if it takes you longer, there's no heter of short. Then there's another to speak nicely. And then the halacha is like this: if it's divrei Torah, better to speak short. If it's not divrei Torah, so then you speak the nicer way. Or if it's equal, then you speak the nicer way. But if it's short, you speak divrei Torah, you speak shorter. Ad kan divrei Rabbi Yehuda. And it's very gishmak that it's taken two separate memras. We mentioned yesterday, I don't want to go back. You see in the Rabbi Yehuda. So why the Torah says tome? Rabbi Yehuda explains. So lefi Rashi, Rashi says on the short. Short, you're allowed to speak not nice. Rabbi Yehuda has the kash on himself, and he says the tome of the Torah is not a bad loshen. It's tak a tome. The Torah says treif chazer. Yeah. If you want to say something is treif chazer, you're allowed to say treif chazer. Yeah. It's not called bad words. You want to say how bad it is, how terrible it is. So you say shtarke l'shoynes. How bad it is. You see how bad it is? You see the shtark of the shayvus. You know, yeah? Azay zog Rabbi Yehuda. But Azay will start the Gemara weiter. Zog the Gemara. Hanu trei talmide de avias ve kamei de rav. Chad omar shavtinu ashmaise ke dovor acher misanko. De chad omar shavinu ashmaise ke gdi misanko. Velo ishtoi rav behade doheich. The one that said dovor acher, rav didn't speak to him. Didn't want to stay with him. What happened here? The two talmidim, they finished the sugya. One said ke dovor acher misanko. And one said ke gdi misanko. What is misanko? It's an interesting machlik is Rabbi Nochananel and Rashi. Rabbi Nochananel learns, I learned it so stark. We learned it so stark. I'm full with the sugya. Rashi learns, punk faker. I'm exhausted from the sugya. So I saw a pshat. Why the Talmud said the Voracha? Chodesh Vatzaton. So Lefi Rabbi Yochanan, he said, I'm full like a Dovoracha. And the other one said, I'm full like a Gdi. So Be'etzim, full like a Gdi, how much a Gdi eats? Mishkin Chochma to be full. And the Voracha, the whole time he eats. He wanted to say, even so, Chazei Gilel. And if he Rashi, I saw one in the Mefarshim, I can't remember where, He said the Baracher spritzes all over the ganze. He's all over the place. He meant to say gelernt as they feel all over, all over. He meant to say how much he was oisek in teira lachid chazir. Chazal said in Bekitz in the regel, he doesn't stop. He the whole time digs in the mud. He looks like he's busy the whole time with it. He meant to say how stark he learned. So this is talking about him. Well, the mindset, it's not the right thing to do. Because you have to say Loshon Gdi, how is exactly Nimzal? But this was Be'etzem, the two Talmidim. Someone asked me today, the Talmid that said that the Shmaise is K'devoracha Misankon. He said Devoracha or he said Chazir? Now, what was the time on the Talmid? That he said the word Chazir? Or like we said, not the word Chazir. He said Devoracha, Rabbi. You don't use such a mushroom. The Taina was the Loshon or the Teuchen? And that listen, as Meret, it's a sugi in the Gemara, how you have to talk. I heard once from Rav Dessler, clearly did it, in the summer of Rav Dessler said when he was a kid, his father, he was sent to Kellen. And he came, he was 10 years old, and his mother, his grandmother took him to Spazieren for a walk. That day there was no roads, it was mud. And they had lattice, they had like pieces of wood. And everything was mud, and you walked on the wood instead of the roads. But the Bochum and the Yeshiva, they had like a seder of 5 minutes. So when the Bochum would run to Yeshiva, everyone would move away from the lattice to let the Bochum to go to the Yeshiva. So he told the grandmother, Bobe, as if I will go down from the lattice, ich will sein Schmutz. I will get dirty. So she told him, this was the way they spoke. By uns, by us, mezot nishken schmutz. We don't say I'll get dirty. Ich will nicht sein rein, I will not be clean. Not in a kia. Don't say I will get dirty. I will not be clean. That's a standing mode. That's in the tzure. It's a suki, how you have to talk. Rabbi Yehuda says, when you talk like this, you don't come to Nivul Peh, you don't come to Lashon Hara, you don't come. A person has to learn. And the Talmud that said, "Kedavoracha misankon," even that he meant, I think let's learn him. Rav didn't want to speak to him anymore. I feel as he learned. He learned so stark as "Kedavoracha misankon." Zog the Gemara weiter. Hanu trei Talmidei de Haviyas veKamei de Hillel veChad minayu Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai veAmri lo Kamei de Rebbe veChad minayu Rabbi Yechonon Chad Omar mipnei vaBoitzrim betairo by grapes. In Moiskim Betairo and Aleph and Zaysim, you don't have to do it Betairo. Vechadom Amipneim Aboitzrim Betairo, Umoiskim Betum, and you're allowed to Moisek the Zaysim Betum. But they said the same thing. The first one said in grapes you have to do Betairo, and in Zaysim you don't have to do Betairo. And the other one says, but the grapes you do Betairo, and the Zaysim you do, you're allowed to do Betum. Oma Muftechani Ani Bezer Shemoiro Iro Bi Yisroel.
Now it doesn't say Klorim Megemore and Velcha Talmid he said that he's muftach that this Talmid of Imoiro Iroa B'Yisrael and the word said and the first one that said Mipneim HaMoiskim B'Tairo Mipneim HaBoitzrim B'Tairo Ve'en Moiskim B'Tairo or he spoke about the second one that said Mipneim HaMoiskim B'Tumo. Stand before in the Gemara, and welcher one of the Talmidim he said, "Muftechani shumoyra iroa beYisrael." Doesn't say in the Gemara. He said, "And one of the Muftechani shumoyra iroa beYisrael," but it doesn't say who. And the Chiddush Aran brings down two pshatim. I read the first one that said, "Bipneim amoyskim boitzrim betairo ve'en moyskim betairo." Second one said, "Bipneim amoyskim betairo ve'en moyskim betuma." The second one is shorter. Lefi Rashi, both are the same. So who is muftechani shumoyra iroa beYisrael? Both are good. Both are good. And who is saying muftechani shumoyra iroa beYisrael? So the second pshat, the Ran brings down B'Shem today, the second one. He knew that you're allowed to speak short. And after Marsha explains, why the second one, maybe the first one, if it's equal. So Marsha explains, The first one spoke very nice. How the second one had the chutzpah to change? Guy says he wanted to show the Rebbe, if it's short, I'm allowed to say Tomet. So that was the godless of the second one, that even though this first one spoke nicely, he said, Derech Ktsora is besser. Derech Ktsora is besser, or at least the same. The Ran brings down a second shot. No, the first one. The first one is the right one. We say short is the same thing. Zok the Ran, but you write that short is the same thing. But the first one said the words, Bipnei ma moiskim betairo ve'en moiskim betuma. And Bipnei ma boitzrim betairo ve'en moiskim betairo. Say that. The second one said, Bipnei ma boitzrim betairo u'moiskim betuma. It's mashma, you have to be moisking betuma. That is not true. You have to do it betuma. You're allowed to do it betuma. So while the second loshon is, you could have a mistake. So then for sure don't go like the short lashon. Don't go like the short lashon. And b'meila you have to go like the longer lashon, that is a cleaner lashon. But I signed the michtam. The michtam says that he meant the first talmid that spoke nicely. We said that short is good. So the shul is a halacha and the Rebbe. What? Le'olam yishane onom le'talmido b'derech k'tzora. But the Talmid, dafreden b'archova. The Rebbe, when he says shir, he has to say it short and clear. But the Talmid is not deemed to speak short. So b'meile, the Talmid had to say, v'pnei ma boitzrim b'tayro, v'ein moiskim b'tayro. He doesn't have a heter to speak b'loshen k'tzora. Only the Rebbe has a heter to speak b'loshen k'tzora. So b'meile, again, Taisa says no. The second one was good. The Talmud is allowed to speak b'loshen k'tzora also. But the Michtam learns, the din is le'olam yishane onom le'talmido b'derech k'tzora. The Rebbe speaks b'derech k'tzora. But when the Talmud frek the kasha, the Talmud has to speak b'arachove. B'meile, the one that said, b'nei ma moiskim b'tumo, he was wrong. Lemaise, the Rambam, in Hilchis Deyes, Perek Beis Aloche Daled, Shteda is Lav Dafka Din and the Rebbe. The Rambam says in Perek Beis Milchis Deyes, Aloche Daled, V'chem b'divre Teiro, b'divre Chochmo, Iyu divre Achocho Muotim, V'inyono Merubim, U'shetzivu Chachomim, Lo'ilom Yishan, Ha'olom Tamidom Derech Ktzorom. אבל אם הם דבורים מרובים ועניין מועד, הרי זה סחלוס. He says, the chokhmah is, you speak short and good. No shaykhus to a rebbe and a talmi. לא בזה נגמור הביתה. הנו תלוסי כהני. Here we start the sugis a little bit. חד אומר לו, היגיאני כפול. חד אומר היגיאני כזייס, חד אומר היגיאני כזלב על התו. So the story comes in big on the third one that said that he got the amount of a tail of a leto. Botku acho v'motzu b'shemetz psu. V'otani el boikin ha-mizbeach v'lemalo, someone is a kohen. Lo yitei m'shemetz psu, lo yitei m'shachas psu, v'yim v'yisei m'shayin yosom diyud ha-ara nafshei. So we had a shayla and we checked and we found that he's a posu. So l'mai said, it was three koyanim, one got kezais, one got kepul, and one got keznava leto. Chano marigiani kepul, chano marigiani kezais, chano marigiani keznava leto. Rashi said what it was. Lechem aponim. Milechem aponim lechelko. So we'll start. There's three ores that we have to learn in the sugya here. One ore, the minchas chinuch frek, I even didn't make copies of this minchas chinuch. I noticed that they didn't divide it shove b'shove. What do you mean one gets a little piece, one gets a big piece? Was koyanim in charge? Everyone, but it was a balagan, b'is amigdash, b'fuvash nishtazay. Kechelek b'chelek. So the Mikdash David says, Valet Rashi says it's Lechem Aponim, he has an answer. Lechem Aponim was 12 breads, 6 was given to the Mishmar HaYoytze, 6 to the Mishmar HaNichnas. Kubi Ben HaYoytze was a little bit Koyanim, so everyone got a big piece. Kubi Ben Mishmar HaYoytze was a lot of Koyanim, everyone got a little piece. Well, the Znava Lator was the same thing like the pool, he just said, didn't speak nicely. It's not, I can check. It's not Benotor, it's like a pool. Yeah? So, Bemele, he got Kipul, and he got a Kizais. As I said, the Migdash Dovi. Kenzai. The Michasinu has a Kasha. Maybe we'll see later that the Gemara says in Yuma that Atznuim Moishchim Es Yedeyem, the Tznuim didn't want to take little pieces, so Bemele was left over and different people took it. Kenzai. Kenzai. Mikol Mokoyim, the Michas Chinuch has a hore, how it was that the divide, the pieces were not equal. Say, but the shayla is the next shayla. Frek de Beis Halevi. Rashi says in Perek Tomid Nishchat that is a mitzvah to eat kochim, not only Pesach, every kochim. You have a Rashi in Daf Nun Tes, mamish in the middle of the Omud, Dibra Maschil, Besharim, Moish Hashono, im iviyu shalmi nedovo. דכסיב ואוכלו איסם אשר קופר בוהם על מאכיל הסקוטשים אסהי בין הנאכולים לקויאנים בין הנאכולים לישראל רשי לא נצא מצווס אסה תאיד דקוטש פרק דבייסה להיבי So how everyone got kipul? So no one did the mitzvah. As a mitzvah of eating a kezais, like a korban pesach, you have to eat a kezais. Rashi says all of the kochim have a mitzvah. Not only korban pesach is a mitzvah to eat. So how they divided it that some got only Kippur? We're not mekayim the mitzvah v'achilas psoch v'achilas kotchi. Zog the Beis Halevi, one of the famous Beis Halevis, that in kotchim is two dinim, and korban pesach is a mitzvah to eat korban pesach, and kotchim is a mitzvah that the kotchim will be eaten. If five people eat it together, it's also a kiyum of the mitzvah. If five people eat it together, it's also a kiyum of the mitzvah. Also a kiyum of the mitzvah. B'meile, everyone could take a kippul. Zog de Beis Halevi, u'bezeh ani miyashe v'kashe, why the Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach, the mitzvah's achile, is a separate mitzvah from the akrove. And in all of the kochim, the Rambam counts the mitzvah of achile together with the kochim. Because it says, in the kochim it's a mitzvah and the chefze. Masha'ingen and Pesach, chutz from the mitzvah and the chefze, you're not allowed to leave noisal. The korban has to be eaten, it's a din and the gavre. Like you have to eat a kezais matzah lela seder, you have to eat a kezais lela Pesach. Masha'ingen bekochim is no din ala gavre to eat. It's a din that the kochim will be eaten. The male, if everyone ate, it's also good. Until the lomdim have a shayla and brisk, there's no pshitus in that. What if you have a korban and you know all of it will not be eaten, only a half? Is it eaten to try to eat it or not? I will explain the shayla. If you have a mitzvah to eat, every kezayis you eat, chapsach a mitzvah. Every yid has a mitzvah to eat. Every kezayis you eat from a korban, you mekayim a mitzvah. Achille, ve'ochlu oisoi. Like Pesach. You ate, the Pesach was not finished, you mekayim the mitzvah. But the Philip is a Levi that the kochim, the mitzvah is not the maise achille. That the kochim will be eaten, yeshli is topic. If an evi kezais is a mitzvah, the kochim will be eaten, on the klali stick. The netiyah and brisk is that an evi kezais is a mitzvah that the kochim will be eaten. We learn from ve'ochlu oisoi. Now, it's not a din on you to eat, it has to be eaten. עד כאן דברי הביס הלוי חלק א' סימן בייס one of the Yisraelis דיקה ביס הלוויס זוג דה ביס הלוי that he found a thesis ישונים and יומה למתס עמוד א' that says it he brings down the in the end of the דיבר המסחיל ובחילוק זוג דה ביס הלוי שוב היקשו שביגיע כפול איך הוא מקיים מצווה סחילה ויש למה דלבוי כזייס לגמרי אבל כזייס עודי וחושי מחילה הרי להד ידע על כל פידין לא יבאינן כזייס כלל וכמו איש שכסב so the Salevi is medayek that the din lachil as kochim is that the kochim will be eaten and if all of the koyanim ate everyone will eat a kipul it's good the mice if you see that they see a shonim inside he brings down a kasha the Salevi brings it at the beginning v'im toimar dafka the Gemara says in Yuman the end of Lamedes Amud Aleph that was a me'eiro b'lechem aponim v'kol echod magia kipul v'atznuim moishchim es yadeyim זוג דה ביס הלוי איים בתס ישונים ביומה שכוסה וזה לשוינו אוי מרבי דווקא מגיע כפולו יומו ישכם ידיהם אבל בכזייס לו יומו ישכם ידיהם קידימו לקיים מצווה סחילה says that the Moishach Yudayim Zog the Beis HaLevi but Zog the Teis Yishonim but if they would manage to get a Kezayis they would take it why? If we said that the Mitzvah would be eaten so why the Tznuim if they could get a Kezayis they would push to get a Kezayis Chasam Sefer and Or HaChaim Simen Kuf Chav Dalet has the same shtickel. Kvar hikshu לפי אני יוזדייתי אין מצווס עשה מוכויב על האויך על קודשים שיועך על כזייס ואם כן לא ירושוים לחלק הקודשים לכמה קויינים and no one is מקיים the mitzvah אלא חוץ מפסח שבו מחויב כל אחד לאכול כזייס אבל שער קודשים המצווס עשה שאיה זה הלחם פה נמאכל ובהצטרפום יחד לאוכלוי נזכה עם המצווססה ואוכלו איסם אשר קופה again, רשי ססן דפנונטס ואוכלו איסם אשר קופה בהם is a מצווססה not only in Pesach and every קודשים is a מצווססה ואוכלו איסם אשר קופה בהם every קודשים has ואוכלו איסם אשר קופה בהם every קודשים Pesach has that מצווססה ואוכלו איסם אשר קופה בהם so how they divided it? So in Pesach you have to make a Maisei Achil, you have to eat a Kezayis. In Kodshim it's enough that the Kodshim are eaten, v'meile you mekayim the mitzvah. Umikol mekoyim, im hoyo magi a Kezayis, have le'achil a mitzvah chashuvo, and they would want. It doesn't explain why. Why, shteitin tes yeshonim, that the tznuim pulled out because everyone got a kipul. But if they would manage to get a Kezayis, they would push. Why they would push? It's not Moishchem Yadayim. So this is showing, but if they would get a Kezayis, they would push. So the world says the Tunus Chos. Some say that Vais Tois, even though we said it's a Din of the Kodshim, but it's also a Din of the Gavre. But that is not a Chiyuv. That is only a Kiyuv. So if they could have Mekayim the Mitzvah, they would want to Mekayim the Mitzvah. Nah, as a Mitzvah in the Teireh, V'ochlu O'isom Asher Kupar Bohem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a korban and you have to eat it. So you can't divide it that no one will mekayim the mitzvah, you mevatel a mitzvah. So the Teretz of the Beis HaLevi and the Chasam Sefer and the Rechaim Simen Kuf Mem that in Kodshim the mitzvah is not to eat, that will be eaten. And Pesach, every gavre has to eat. But even so, this Yishonim says, this is the reason the Tznuim pulled away, because the mitzvah is done anyways. But Lu Yitzuya, they would manage to get a Kezayis, they would push to get a Kezayis. And the Shaila, why? If they want to be a part of this mitzvah, a part of the crowd, so even a little piece, they're a part of the crowd. The Talmud says, no, that they don't have an inyan. So why, if they would get a kezayis, they would push. So one of the two. Other the Velt says, maybe it's two dinim. A vada that is no chiyuv to eat. The ikar mitzvah is that will be eaten. Or a vada, you mekayim a mitzvah if you do the ma'ase achile. And you mekayim the mitzvah if you do the ma'ase achile. You mekayim the mitzvah if you do the ma'ase achile. Or, maybe more from that. You write that the mitzvah that will be eaten. So if you're only a part of it, so you're part of the crowd. If you ate a kezayis, you caused it. So you want to be a part of this. You want to be a part of it. Say one of the two again. One says a nozer din and the gavre. The second is not a din and the gavre. But he's the one that caused the mitzvah to be done.
If he ate less than a kezayis, he wouldn't be part of it?
He's not a part. He's a part of the chain. If he ate a kezayis, like I said, every kezayis is a mitzvah for atzma. So if he caused the kezayis to be eaten, we said every kezayis is a mitzvah to be eaten. If he ate a kezayis, So he was mekayim the mitzvah. So again, the Torah of the Misalevi Chasim Sefer is muchach that in kochim is not a din to eat, to mekayim v'ochlo asher kupar bohem, Rashi Daf Nutes, it has to be eaten. Just even so, the Teis Rishonim says that if the koyanim, they would manage to get a kezayis, or a kedei sviyas, it's also a maize achile, they would want to do it. Why they would want to do it? But it's garnished. So other, even that there's no din on the gavri, but lemaise is a mitzvah kiyumis, and that basin cannot force the divide, but they wanted to do it, other more from that. You're right that it's a mitzvah to be eaten. But if I eat a little brekele, it's garnished. But if I eat a whole kezayis, I'm apart. And the Chasam Sefer finishes in one line. V'divrei ha'mogen Avrom besimen nun gimel sifkoten chovov tzorich iyo. Chasam Sefer. V'divrei ha'mogen Avrom simen nun gimel sifkoten vov tzorich iyo. You know what the Magen Avraham says? When you come to shul, don't fight on the mitzvahs. Don't fight to get aliyah. Don't fight to get psich. Atznui moishchim es yedeyim. Zod Chasam Sefer, ma pitom? Why not to fight? We fight. Why not to fight? The reason that Tznuim didn't fight, Zod why we said, because be'etzem the mitzvah is to be eaten. Oh, but if I want to make a mitzvah, why not to fight? Now the Torah says the Magen Avraham is talking about Shliach Tzibur, Kaddish. There's a difference. You went to shul today and you're not the chazan, so you're less yid. Someone needs to be the chazan. Doesn't make a difference who. It's not a pshat, I have a mitzvah. If I could have a mitzvah, I have to fight for the mitzvah. But the Shliach Tzibur is a din on the Tzibur. This is what the Magen Avraham was medame to the Kippur. It's not a din on the Gavre. It's a din on the Chavtze. The Moshe, Lu Yitzir is only one Esrog, maybe then he has to fight. I want them to carry the mitzvah of Esrog. Try to get it. But the Magen Avraham is talking about Shliach Tzibur. That is exactly like Igiyani Kippur. That is exactly like Igiyani Kippur. We'll go weiter. Ahu aramoed avesolik v'ochil psochim b'Yerushalayim. Omar, ksiv kol b'neichol lo yoichal boi, kol orel lo yoichal bo, v'anoka achilna mishufre shufre. And I get like a very gishmaka piece. There's a beautiful marshal in Marsho to chap the godless of Rabbi Yudim B'Seir. Listen carefully. When you read the Gemara, you think stam, like, stam a maise. He came and he said, you know, and they give me a big a gishmaka piece. And they give you a shvacha piece. He said, you know, it says the goy can eat, and you know, I get like the best bowl. What is the point? Stam, could be that was the story. And we would say, tease them, but you don't get from go the gishmak. Zog the Marsho and the marshal, the goy, a goy shekop, he thought that the isur is to give the goy the gishmaki part. The good parts for the yidden, shvach you're allowed to give to the goy. So he came and he said, I'm a goy and they give me gishmaki pieces. You see, they don't chap. Omar Rabbi Beseira, but from the good piece they don't give you. Now he knew that he will run to try to get from that good piece, because that is his whole point to show that he's a yid. This is of the Marsho and Marshal. Looking back, and the Marshal brings it down. That this was the Masumat, this was the Chochma behind the state in the Gemara. Last time he said, I'm getting from a good piece. So this is what he said. V'anoka achlina mishufri shufri. Omer l'Rabbi Yudim b'Seir mikosofo loch min ha'aliyah. Rashi says, k'lo eschum min ha'aliyah l'echol eno eschum min ha'kochu shaboy. Now, why you were so sure? And Rashi says, not every korban has an aliyah even. He knew that when he will tell him that, he will try to get from the aliyah. As he said to Marsho and Marshal Pshat. Kisoli komolu me'aliyah sofule. I want from the aliyah. Omule aliyah legovoya salke. Omule man omar lochochi. Omule Rabbi Yudim b'seir omar. Omu mayo dekamon botku b'seir v'ashkechu d'aramohu v'katlu. Sholchu l'Rabbi Yudim b'Seir, sholem l'cho Rabbi Yudim b'Seir, de'ad b'netzivim mutzadoscho prusa b'Yerushalayim. So this Gemara is three starke ha'oros. One ha'oros, the Minchas Chinuch declares, why they killed him? So he ate from the Pesach. Why you kill him? Why they killed him? What did they do wrong? So he ate Pesach. He chayav misa. So the Minchas Chinuch brings down a chakire. The love of kol orel lo yoichal boy, to who Hashem spoke. Well, I will explain to you. When it says in the Torah, Lo Yischar Shabbos, to who Hashem speaks? To you. It says, don't eat chazer, to you. It says, Yisrael is not allowed to eat truma. To who it says? To the Yisrael. It says, Goy don't eat Pesach. To who Hashem is talking? To the Goy? What? Hashem, we have seven mitzvahs. You're giving him an 8 mitzvah? Zog de minchas chinuch. And mitzvah yudalet. Look at mitzvah yudalet. Look at the paper minchas chinuch. Shelo inachil min ha-Pesach la-Goy. Mitzvah yudalet. So a lot of Rishonim learn it's a mitzvah on us. The smag says, no, it's a mitzvah on the Goy. Shelo yoicham. If it's a mitzvah on the Goy is nerag, it's all of his mitzvahs. If it's a mitzvah on us, frag the minchas chinuch. If it's a... If it's a mitzvah on us, so why are we killing him? So Rebbe Elchanan and Kovitz Shiurim, Ois Hei, Ois Vob, Zog de Kovitz Shiurim, Velo im istaber shorgu, Sheena mitzvah ala goy, Goy only has 7 mitzvahs, Shelo ilachi. He says he's a ganev. Why is a ganev? So, he ate from a korban that is not his. Ah, he paid money. Rashi says he paid. Look in Rashi Dibur HaMasril. Sofli min ha'aliyah. I'm sorry, Rashi Dibur HaMasril, Rabbi Yudin Meseire. Ve'ani lo tati domim. Rashi says he paid. Rashi. Ve'ani lo tati domim. When he yelled, he said, I paid. Why am I not getting? Why? Because he paid more. Because he wanted the best piece, yeah? And I gave a lot of money. So Rebbe Cholon says, so what? But they would never want to sell it to him if he's a guy. It's a mekach tois. So he's a ganav. Not everyone agrees that you're a ganav. It's a mekach tois. It's not so poshut, because the maestro you paid. So the Michas Chinuch wants to say something else. He says, Val a korban is mumen gavoya, he's called a ganav from Hashem. And b'meile, they killed him at Zganef min Hashem. As they talk about Chas Chinuch, you see in Dibra Masnil, Oy Nir Lefin Yizdaiti. That it's Momen Kochim, and it's a Chiyuv Gneve. And b'meile, they called Ganef min Hashem, and they killed him at Zganef. See? So, although, I saw someone Achoyim say, Stam, that he already checked, and he found that he's not doing different Zachem, and he's Stam, Kachrish. Mikol Mekoyim, now, it's another Rashi. Rashi asked the Kashi, why Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira didn't kill him? Rashi couldn't. Chutzpah was very dangerous. Look in Rashi Dibur HaMasril. Mikosofu loch me'aliye. The last Rashi. Ubeyad Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira lo yoyo lehorgoy. Mashu from Rashi, if he couldn't, he would just kill him himself. Frek the world, how you could kill him? You don't know that he ate. He told you. How you can kill a person? You can't kill a person. So what? Worse. About you can kill a person.
You can't
kill a
person.
You can't kill a person. Again. Look inside the Minchas Chinuch Mitzvah Chovov Oyste Zayin. The Chinuch says V'chein Yehoreg Al Pi Atzmoy. The Chinuch Shita is the Minchas Chinuch Bigzal Mitzvah Chovov that you could kill a Goy Al Pi Atzmoy. And the Minchas Chinuch clears Mitzvah Chovov and Oyste Zayin. He says it's totally why Ein Odom Neman Al Atzmoy. If it's Midim Koriv, by a goy, you kill al pi eidechot ve al pi korev. If it's because when a person says a story on himself, it's bichlal nishken edus. If you learn makis, you know that's a big shaila. And nimtza echad mehem korev apostle, what would be if nimtza echad mehem baldin? Some hold baldin is like a apostle, and some hold baldin is bichlal nishken baldava. Says if it's a apostle, so you could kill a goy al pi atzmon. If not, you can't kill. So again, it's not such a stark kash, it's only a rashi, it's a chinuch. So we have to remember, Shitas Rashi Psochim Gimel Amud Beis, Shigoy Nereg Al Pi Atzmon. Now, I was thinking when I saw that Achronim were busy with it, yeah? I was thinking to myself, when he came back and he asked him the Ali and they killed him, he didn't eat it yet. So how they killed him? So they had to bring 80 from last year. Let's make it close, yeah? He didn't eat. Again, if Lemaise, he said that every year he gets, so we made it the same way to us Baldin. But I'm trying to explain it. I want to explain. The Welt has a shaila for Goy is killed al piyatzmer or not. Min chaschinuch mitzvah chavov, mucha from our sugi from Rashi, that you could have killed him al piyatzmer. I'm saying, l'chur, why I'm only it's a Rashi, l'chur it's a Gemara. Because when he came to ask for it, he didn't get it yet. He tried to get it, and they killed him. So if al pi what he told him that every year I get, why not give him? Every year I get, and they killed him. Of the other, they had to take and find the 80 from last time. So they had to find the 80 from last night. This taste is a very sadistic taste. We'll start him at least. Afal gav the gdi and al yosu krei v'roi pischei mo yotle yoshem o higil v'rabi yudim b'seire shul oy olo la rega. Frank taste a kasha, what Rabi yudim b'seire is doing in chutz la'aretz? Why he didn't come la'ali ala rega? Tell him, Rabbi Yisai. Yeshloi mar shul oy hoyo loy karka. Is a gmor and daf chesom utbeiz. Mi she'en loy karka, potu me'ali ala regel, she'ne'emar. ולא יחמו את איש אס ארצחו בהעלו יסחו להירוע אס פני עודן השם זה כמו דווחי סמוד בייס מי שאין לו קרקע פוטו מעלי על הרגל ושם ישמול brings down שם לקוצקי רבת that the reason that פשט in the תוסוק is because the עיקר עלי על הרגל is בתוך you go up to the בסמידוש and you leave everything and you trust the ריבינו שלו the person doesn't have a קרקע and נשכן חוכמה that he goes up to the עלי על הרגל Oy zoken, the Gemara says at the beginning of Chagige, behalois choleirois neodin Hashem. Mishi yochol alois, yotzu balei kabayim. Person that doesn't have feet is potter me'ali al harega. The potu mi pesach kmoi miriyeh. I'm skipping these two words. Ina min etzivim chutz laoretzi. Kedemuchach besifri. Nu so what? Fakidim mishnah melech so what if it's chutz laoretz? Mishi en leikar kapotu. Misha Zoken Potu, why Chutz La'aretz is Potu? Well, from Chutz La'aretz you don't have to be Oyel L'Regel. State in thesis that from Chutz La'aretz, it's a big shaila. We know, right, we say the same Talmud Motor only in Zayin Cheshvan. Why we don't start earlier? Why we don't start earlier? At Sheyachzor, Achron Shel Oyel Regolim to the end of Eretz Yisrael. What do we with the people that have to get to Chutz La'aretz? The answer is Chutz La'aretz, they don't have to come La'aretz L'Regel. Biskerov says this is the pshat in Musaf L'Shal Shrigoyim. V'avieinu L'tzion Yircho Berino V'shom Na'ale V'Niroi. Before that Na'ale V'Niroi, if you're bringing us to Eretz Yisrael, Na'ale V'Niroi. Chutz La'aretz is potu me'ali el haregel. It's kimat the Gemore, Le'vilevi, kimat the Gemore. And Gittin Avdala Namud Beis. The Gemara says in Gittin Avdala Namud Beis that you have to say before Nechta, before Nechta. And at Yisrael you don't have to say because Eidim Mitzuyim Lekaimoy. The Gemara, why? Mishum Oile Regol. State in the Gemara only in Eretz Yisrael. Chutz La'aretz is no Oile Regol. The Meiri and says Nishnazi. The Meiri and Gittin says Ve'af Shegam Chutz La'aretz Zorich La'aretz La'regel. ואף שגם מחוץ לאורץ צורך לאלס לרגל זוג דמאירי אבל the people from חוץ לאורץ they went right away back people from ארץ ישראל had נדורים, נדובויס, טרומס, מייסרס, מייסר שני they stay אבל בכל מוקרים in taste state that בני חוץ לאורץ don't have to be early לרגל it's a חידוש we don't understand why אבל אז אי פרקתי משל המלך so the question was why רב יהודה בסייר was not early לרגל we have three תירוצים אין לקרקע Or Zoken or Chutz La'aretz. Some said Taisa didn't mean Chutz La'aretz. He meant Ein Lekarka, can it? No, Ein Lekarka, but Yisrael, he was living in Chutz La'aretz. But again, it's giboy that ain't like karka. Freg the tzlach in the minchas chinuch, and this is be'etzem one of the biggest noises. Okay, he doesn't have to oil a regel. He has to do korban pesach? What do you mean he stay in the chutz la'aretz? What's with korban pesach? What's with korban pesach? Why Rabbi Yudah B'Seir was not... He's a yid. And he was not oil a korban pesach? Alright. Why not allowed to go on Pesach? What? Shlichas and what? Did the Shlich ate for him? Al Matzis Meroyim Be'aseiva. Zokin is Chai be'Pesach. Zokin is Chai be'Pesach. Azei frek de tzlach. So the Tzlach wants to say a shtikel teire that Rabbi Yudah ben Beseire had a ptur of a derech rechoiko. Derech rechoiko. The Minchas Chinuch brings him down and mitzvah hey. That he was potu, as zok de minchas chinuch lo yale al hadas, that is a ptur of derech rechoiko. It says if someone was bederech rechoiko, he could bring a korban pesach, sheni. But a yid is allowed to stay, I'm derech rechoiko means a mile away from Yerushalayim. Everyone could have stayed not to come, derech rechoiko. There's a mitzvah to go to do the korban pesach. I'm reading a little bit minchas chinuch. והצלח פסוחים קוסה בכוונוסו ולא יקשו אל עולם ולא יולו רבי ילד ומסייר אל הרגל אבל על פסח לא יקשו לו כלל דוודאי הבי בדרך רחויקו ופוטו ולא ימוצינו שימצו ולאליס ולהזכר ועצמו קוית הזמן הפסח וביודלת שהגיע הזמן הפסח הרו בדרך רחויקו זאת אומרת הזה before I'm not required to walk and when פסח came I'm בדרך רחויקו רק הוא שסטייס לסוי המחוי ולאלס לרגל אז זה תרצו ודבור רוב אינו מובון אם לא יכלל דבד אין מצווס עשה על כל ישראל לאסיס הפסח ככל מצווס עשה שבאוילו ומחויב לילך מקצה אורץ להזכר ועצמו כדי לקיים מצווס עשה אך אם עובר הוא בדרך רחויקו יש דינים שציב סועת הירה אבל בבד אין מחויב ולהזכר ולקיים מצווס עשה ולדבור אף כל ישראל אפילו בארץ ישראל כל הישם שהם רחויקים תזיין מיל מירושלים שזה דרך רחויקו היין שם פטורים מלילך ולעזז פסח and not only that and there will be potter from פסח שני because the Gemara says פסח שני only a יוחי does it So most Klal Yisrael stay. No one had to come to Pesach to Yerushalayim b'chlal. Okay, they had to come as Aliyah l'Regel. V'im Yishum Chiyuv Re'iyah Yichoy Nav B'yont Ef Ayin Shom. As I frag the Minchas Chinuch, Zog the Minchas Chinuch Vais Tois from Teisves. We have to say Pesach Teretz. So we have two words in Tesis. Look in Tesis. The potu mi Pesach kmoi mireiye. What is it? We have today, they printed Tesis Shantz. In the Koivitz, Talmid HaRashbo. Tesis Shantz says that Tesis didn't ask Aliyah L'Regel. He meant to ask, you know if you say it's old. Yeah? He asked from Pesach. Look at that. ורבי יהודה בן בסייר שלו יעולו לרגל לעשות פסח. The question was why רבי יהודה בן בסייר didn't do פסח. יש לו אימא שלו, אוי אולי קרקע, אוי יכול לה, אוי חוץ לארץ. So what it says here, that מי שפוטו מעלי על הרגל, is פוטו מפסח. Right? These are the words of Tesis. These are the words of Tesis. Frag the Minchas Chinuch, look inside the Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Hei Ois Yud Gimel. Noshim ve'avodim chayovim bepesach, av shepturim min ha-reiye. Kamevur ha-bashas. Gam mi she'en lo ikarka, shepotu mi-reiye, avade she'chayev bepesach. Frag the Minchas Chinuch, hari it's not true. Noshim, apturim mi-reiye. Chayev bepesach? Yeah. Zokin is potu mireiye. Is not chai bepesach? He's chay bePesach. The Gemara says ger is potom mibikurim, ken lekarka, right? Why don't they say potom mePesach? He's potom meriyah, he's potom mePesach. Lo yale aladas. Or misha potom meriyah, potom mePesach. So again, we have a kasha. Why Rabbi Yudin Beseira was not oile? Some learned that Tesis only asked on the mitzvah aliyah leregel. At Pesach he didn't ask. And he answered Aliyah LaRegel. As they learned the Tzlach. I was with Pesach, and not the Teretz. Derech Rechoyko. A big chiddush that if you're far away, you don't have to come. Zog the Minchas Chinuch, I'm Cholek and the Tzlach, you have to come. There's no Ptur of Derech Rechoyko. Now the Kash is about, why didn't he come on Pesach? Shteit in Teisves, that Misha Potu Mireiye Potu Mipesach. מי שפוט ומראי יפוט ומפסח. And this is the lotion of the Tetzis Rashbo. ואם תאים על היום או לאולו לפסח, now the shayla is, why? פרק דה מנחס חינוך, why? Why is it as a zach? So one of the questions, first, why? א', כמו שתול דה קשס, we were holding. בייס, it's not true. נושים, הפוט ומקום בפסח, Noshim apotu mikorban pesach. I'm sorry. Noshim apotu me'aliyah l'regel be'alois kol zchuch ol lirois pnei Hashem. Right? And the chayv in pesach. The Gemara declares zoken if you could moine him and the korban or not. If you could eat, if you can eat. Now in Tomei Nishchan, he can walk. He's potu me'aliyah l'regel. So if he potu mepesach, ein kaze davar. Ger. So, how has to be Tchilas Advorim? One minute, Tchilas Advorim. Tchilas Advorim has to be, we have people that are potu me'aliyah l'regel. The Moshel, a guy that doesn't have feet is potu me'aliyah l'regel. A guy that doesn't have a karka is potu me'aliyah l'regel. What happened if these two people decide to come to Yerushalayim? They welcome. But they don't bring a korban re'iyah. The Torah that we have to say is that people that are potu me'aliyah l'regel did not have to come to do the Korban Pesach. But if they're in Yerushalayim, they have to be makir Korban Pesach. I'm saying the Nusach, we'll be masmir tomorrow, but I want the Nusach. Again, the Tzlach learns is only a p'tur from aliyah l'regel. Pesach is no p'tur, but he has a new p'tur, derech rechoyko. If you're only 1 mile out of Yerushalayim and you don't have a karka and you don't have feet, you have to get a carriage to get into Yerushalayim for Pesach. Lefit etzlach. Aliyah l'regel and Pesach is no shaykhis. Tesis never asks him. Pesach is a different teretz. Derech rechoyko. And now if you're not derech rechoyko, you're chayef. No shaykhis. Chaschilu says there's no p'tur of derech rechoyko and Pesach. If you're in derech rechoyko, you bring Pesach sheni, but there's no p'tur. So what is the p'tur? So the pashta says, Misha potu mirei, potu mi Pesach. Siken izay. So we have to be mechalik. There is a group of people that are potur me'aliyah l'regel, ein lo karka, ein lo raglaim, and they, even if they come, they don't makriv a korban aliyah l'regel. There's a group of people, misha potur mirehi, potur mipesach, these are the words of Teisves, but it doesn't mean that they potur mipesach, it means they don't have to walk. But if they do, they chayev, not that they have a reshus. But that needs no chayesbel. Hopefully, Be'ezus Hashem, there will be two zachen. Okay, to go weiter, to finish this, I hope we have to start the dalet already, to start the sugyas. And the second thing is, for the choshev v'bochrim, I only speak for the choshev v'bochrim, we have chaburis Friday. I'm asking, it's not the chaburis or not a echetim that the guy will come Friday. Chaburis is that the guys that take have what to say and want to learn. So if the Choshev guys could approach Rabbi Yisrael to Mesader for the Chaburis.